The following program is paid for by the Neal Financial Group
and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at nealfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.
Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. The Money Makeover team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Certified financial planner Doug Neal, chartered financial consultant Jamie Keys, certified financial planner Tony Nafar, and your team of CPAs, attorneys, real estate, and financial pros. Now, here's your Money Makeover team.
Good morning. Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. This is the place where we help you make better, smarter financial decisions. I'm your co-host this morning, certified financial planner Tony Nafar, joined in the studio by Jamie Keys, chartered financial consultant, Craig Montana, of course, running the studio, and finally back, Doug Neal, certified financial planner, and he is truly now the doubly bionic man this morning. Another hip.
Yeah. Thought it was a good time to get two for one, so got the other hip replaced. It's been 12 days. It's amazing the technology that they can do medically, and it's also amazing. Before I went in, you go in for a hospital pre-checkup to make they want to make sure you're going to show up and you got your insurances. Everything's taken care of. And so everybody I asked, I said, you in the network. I don't want anybody that's not in the network.
That's the ones that they refer you to that aren't in the network that you didn't have an option on that you got to watch out for.
Well, I looked today. I got a explanation of benefits bill, and it said, okay, surgeon, zero paid for. This one paid for. This one not covered. You owe $400. I said, what? How can it not be covered? I asked everybody.
It's the ones that sneak in on the side, though, like
the pathologist, the
radiologist, and you know all these different people that you don't see until you get a bill.
But I wanted to make sure this time because I had all my deductibles covered and all
you
my
thought you did.
And then I still get a bill for $400.
So, folks, this just shows even though we deal with this stuff ourselves, you can still get stuff that is unexpected. Right?
What's interesting to me, Doug, is how you still blame the surgery for being tired as opposed to your age.
Yeah. Not my age. I'm young yet. I'm very young. It's just that the too much football, too much wrestling, and
All the jock stuff you did, you know.
It caught up with me. And my sister, we were together for something, some baptism a couple weeks back, and two sisters, my brother and I, were all four of us were there, and he's had his one hip redone, and he's getting a second one redone in November. And so my younger sister's asking, she went in and said, hey, is this hereditary? Am I going to have my hips done?
Not unless you played football and wrestling and basketball or whatever.
That's what it was. No, bad hips are not hereditary, so you're okay. But I've run into people. We were at a restaurant yesterday, and I ran into a guy. Brought him into the business 20 years ago. Jeff Burden. Remember him?
I do.
One, I didn't recognize him, number one. But he recognized us, and he said, oh, yeah, I've had two knees and a hip replaced.
Oh, man.
Man, we're getting in that age bracket, folks. Well, you better get your strategies together.
Yeah, well, old Lee Majors doesn't have anything on you guys, right? Yeah, I'm bionic. All right. So back from the surgery, the other bionic man here, Doug Neal, we're going to head into a look at the markets today. And any superstitions out there? You think the total eclipse of the sun?
Maybe total eclipse of the market?
Is there
any parallels?
We'll talk about that. And I have a couple of notes. A recent 401k plan overhaul I did. for a company, and we'll talk about that. Why do we move things around, and what kind of things are people interested in? And maybe you should be interested in, too, with your money. We'll talk about that. Plus, take your questions, comments, concerns. It's all about you, your financial well-being, right here on the Money Makeover Show. You want to talk to us right now while the commercials are playing? Here's our number to do that, 800-332-7879, 800-332-7879. That's 800-332-7879. Get those fingers working. Give us a call, and we'll talk to you while the commercials are on right here on the Money Makeover Show.
Monday morning.
It's back to school time, and you know what that means. The kids have been tracking in dirt all summer. Dad has brought in grease and oil from working in the garage. And between Old Duke and Felix the Cat, you're not sure who left the mysterious spots on the carpet. Now that school is starting, it's time to get your carpets, upholstery, and grout cleaned from Colwell's ChemDry. Right now, bundle and save 20% when you get both your carpets and your grout cleaned at the same time. Do you have area rugs? Save 25% off area rug cleaning. Call Colwell ChemDry to get the best job for the lowest price. ChemDry can get your dirt and stains out of your carpets and upholstery and make your tile and stone look new again. Plus, Colwell ChemDry also has 20% off their special solution for getting out pet stains and permanently removing odors regardless of how severe it is. Colwell's ChemDry cleans carpets, rugs, upholstery, tile, and stone. Call 277-9333 and save. That's 277-9333 for Colwell's ChemDry. Servicing Washington, Waller, Austin, and Grimes County. Or in Brazos County, call Aggieland ChemDry toll-free at 1-888-255-1506.
Cold Course Petroleum is currently delivering to agricultural and commercial accounts in the immediate Brenham area and between Brenham and Navasota. They can take care of your gasoline, diesel, oil, grease, cutting fluid, hydraulic fluid, and coolant needs with great service and low prices. Cold Course Petroleum has been serving much of the Brazos Valley for almost 50 years. Call 1-800-548-6671 to place your order today. That's 1-800-548-6671 for Cold Course Petroleum, or visit them online at ColdCourse.com.
Since 1936, we've seen many changes in Texas. Back then, a car cost about $700. Eyeglasses cost under $4. But some things haven't changed. You probably had your eyes examined by a Texas State Optical doctor. For 75 years, the doctors of TSO have delivered quality eye care to more Texas families than any other provider. We've cared for generations of Texans, as well as we will care for your family. The doctors of TSO. Celebrating 75 years of caring for the eyes of Texas.
TSO in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center in Brenham.
Tune in Tuesdays at 9 a.m. for Community Corner on KWHI AM 1280. Community Corner is a program to keep you informed about happenings in Washington County. Tuesday, August 22nd, Craig will be speaking with Police Chief Craig Goodman and Fire Chief Ricky Baker about the Guns and Hoses Blood Drive. If you have an event that you are planning and would like to share the information with the public, contact Holly at 979-836-3655. Community Corner, Tuesdays at 9 a.m. on Friendly Country KWHI.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team from Neil Financial Group. Hey, we got an office in Central Texas, actually in the city of Brenham on Main Street, right across from the courthouse. Another one about a mile and a half from the Galleria shopping area in Houston, just far enough away from that crummy traffic there. We're on St. James Place between San Felipe and Westheimer. And got you covered either of those two places. And, of course, we travel all over the state of Texas and beyond, by the way, with clients. And, what, we have 21 states we're licensed in?
Yeah, I lose track on it. But yeah. It's about 21 or so.
We got so many of them. We're probably at a place near you, right? There you go. So if you have questions, of course, you can always give us a call at the office. Let me give you that number. 979-836-2903. That's 979-836-2903. Don't sit around and figure, well, I'll ask my neighbor, my friend, my dad, my mom, my, you know, look, if you got questions, we're a great repository of lots and lots of years of experience here as financial planners, and we're glad to help you. We want you to know the straight stuff. Whether you work with us or somebody else, you need to know how things work enough to where you can have confidence about what you're doing and have some sort of context within a framework within which to work and make your plans.
Yeah, and you need to do it ahead of time.
Yeah.
You need to do it in advance, because I had mentioned earlier when I was in the pre-op at the hospital going over different things, they asked, do you have a power of attorney? Do you have a medical power of attorney? Do you have advance directives? And if you would have said no, I mean, it's
so they
late.
Get them out, and no, they actually give them to you right there. They've got copies right there at the hospital or whatever surgery facility, and they want to make sure that you're naming somebody
so that they can talk to them. Yeah.
Yes. They want to know what they need to do should anything come up that they need to.
But those things are also part of a will package, which you should get. You should have a will, and then
those should be right along with it.
Yeah, it should go with it. I mean, they're not hard to do. It's like, and then also they ask, who can we talk to? You know, here's a list. Fill in the names of the people that we can talk to.
But again, they're going to look for that particular document, the directives to physicians and all of that. And they're very particular about it because they've got their own legal constraints. Right, Jamie?
Well, that's right. And that's a thing to think about is the fact that they do put a lot of pressure on you when you go into the hospital to sign the documents that they have, because that's what their legal team has put together. But if you've done a good job, you do not have to sign the documents. As Doug said, you just take what you have already done with your good planning, and you have it with you. And then the hospital, will say, okay, well, we see that you have these things in line.
Well, and they put it in your chart.
Yeah, they make a copy and stick it in your file.
Yeah, I just bring a copy because I know they're going to look at it anyway. So.
And if you're dealing with staff who says, well, you have to sign ours anyway, you don't have to do that.
Yeah.
Now, we're not attorneys, so... You know, we can't give legal advice.
No, but if you've already got it covered, they should pretty much honor what you have there.
They should.
Unless there's something really odd that happens with it. But other than that,
I think it depends upon your family situation. How do you want, do you want your first wife giving instructions or your second wife?
Be sure you update your materials.
or your irresponsible children or your responsible children. It just depends upon how it goes there. So those are things. But you need to get it done in advance, and now we're kind of on a good time to do that.
Yeah, I have a good friend who's having surgery today, and he happens to be single, and I'm the person that's supposed to make decisions, so they have my phone number. If something, if something goes wrong, I'm going to get a phone call.
But they've got a document that says you are the one that can help with
right?
They
That's
can
right.
make those decisions. So, again, please be sure your bases are covered. If you haven't looked at this stuff for a while, sometimes it's good to say, do I have one of these or one of those or whatever? Got questions? Let me give you our number again, 979-836-2903. That's 979-836-2903. And, of course, other things in life are important as well. Like today we have, for the first time in many, 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 many years, we're going to have a total eclipse of the sun. It's not going to be seen by us here in the Houston area as total. It's going to be about 67%.
Yeah, somewhere in the 60%
of the
range,
sun.
But that's still
blocked,
pretty cool.
We'll be blocked by the moon. And our time here that's going to happen is at about 1:16 this afternoon.
I remember the last time that happened, a partial eclipse was back in, I think it was 1979.
Because
I remember I was with a bunch of kids, and we went out in the school parking lot, and you punch a hole in the paper, and you flip it upside down or whatever so you could see it. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, do not stare at it, with the naked eye or even sunglasses, really. It can hurt your eyes. But, pretty cool.
Yeah, it was kind of interesting to take a look today to see if any of those superstitions that you were talking about, yeah. Tony, were going to affect how people viewed the markets, because we've talked many times how the market seems to be affected more by emotion than actual facts.
Well, you know, and we're not moving an awful lot. I mean, we're down a little bit this morning, and there have been a lot of things happening, though, that are not tied to the eclipse. So, again, you know, just have your game plan together. Know what you're doing as much as possible. Make some plans with not just your 401k or your IRA investments, but plans in general. Doug, you've got a young mother who is now a widow, and
she didn't follow the plan. She has got three kids. She's in her early 40s. Her husband died in his early 40s because of cancer. So they had a year or a year and a half or so to kind of get things situated because, you know, while they was trying to get better and then he didn't and they knew the end was coming. And so he had life insurance and his IRAs and those type of things. And so we set up a plan, but the kids didn't take it well. So that first year was really difficult, emotionally, physically, and she didn't want to go back to work when her kids were having such problems. And so she's been did not follow the plan, blowing through the money, and it's getting tough because last time we talked with her last week was, yes, I need those funds, and yes, I know I'm running out of money. So what do you do with three kids and you're running out of money? Now, she's got enough to last a while, but she needs to go back to work. And
yeah.
So that's a difficult time with three kids.
Well, you know, and that brings up the point that when you have a family situation like that where somebody passes away, in this particular case it was her husband, you know, many times we mention the fact that we encourage you not to make any big financial decisions for 6 months because emotionally that's a roller coaster. And many times... again, emotion affects decisions that you may make.
I'll tell you a success story on that one. Our office manager in Houston for 20 years, she retired, husband died a year and a half ago. She just called me this weekend. And she's got a son, daughter-in-law, grandbaby, second grandbaby on the way, another older daughter up in the Dallas area and her family. And so it's been about a year and a half. And so she finally said, I'm moving up there. I'm going to sell the house where she is and she's going to move. Great time. Yeah, but you had a year and a half to get things settled and everything went right. So she was able to find the right house up there. She's buying a new home. All the things that she wants, not a big yard at all. She doesn't have to take care of it. And then she can sell the house down here without a problem, but she's going to make a killing because she's in Oak Forest.
And a nice area.
Sure.
Been there for like 30 or 40 years. So.
Yeah, it's a very highly sought-after area. But the point is, though, that I know her,
she waited,
course.
Yeah, you guys all know her.
Yes, one thing about it is that she has had access to financial planning.
Yes, she has for 20-some years.
So she's sitting well, and it doesn't have to be something, you know, when you have big life changes like that, it doesn't have to be something that totally blows you out of the water. It can be something that you've planned, you've got your ducks in a row, and very... you know, gradually you've been building your savings, you've been making plans, and as your kids get older and the grandkids come along, and all these different changes in your life, you're able to handle them without financial stress. I know there's always emotional stress, but certainly the financial stress, we don't want that adding in and compounding things.
Yeah, that was the biggest thing in this particular case, in that she knew, because I remember 6 months, 8 months after her husband had died, that we all knew him well, that she was going to stay where she was. She didn't want to disrupt her life. She liked her church. She liked her church groups she was in and had friends and stuff. And she was going to travel up and back and forth to Dallas because she can fly a Southwest easy and their son would pick her up because they're whatever. And then that's been a year and a half. So now it's kind of like she hates leaving up there. And then she's lonely here in the house. And so great time to go now, because now she's had time. Her mind is settled. She picked the right place. She knows what she wants to do now with the rest of her life. And she's in good shape. So get your plan together. Develop a relationship. I guess that's the other thing. We've done that with a lot of couples out here. Develop a relationship, because usually there's one spouse that doesn't want to know anything to do with money. I don't want to care. I don't know. I don't care. I don't want to know. Just take care of it. Well, if that spouse who takes care of it dies, now what? Now what do we do? But if you have a relationship with some financial planners, us, we've been through this many times.
Yeah.
Many, many times. Too many times, I guess, but that's life.
Well, it's interesting, too, how often when you have a couple and one of the individuals of the couple is the one that's more interested in doing the financial planning, handling the money.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting how often that's the one that dies first.
That's right.
Yeah, so don't count on things always staying the same, because life happens.
Yeah.
Changes come. And we always like to encourage, especially if we have a couple that comes in, at least, you know, find some way of accessing all the information for just in case.
And develop a relationship, face-to-face, so that if you need to call somebody about a question, you know, you got a face of somebody that you've talked to for a year, 2 years, 3 years, and you can trust that and work with it.
So, again, it's planning ahead and all of your different parts of that planning, whether it's your wills or trusts or estate planning in particular in one way or another, maybe business transfer, all of those different kinds of things, are just what happens to your 401k, what happens to your IRA, what about your life insurance, what about this, what about the house, all of these different things. Getting your ducks in a row is not that difficult if you get a little bit of help. That's why we have what we do at Neil Financial. Again, here's our phone number if you want to just ask questions, set up that free review, a time to come by. Are you ready? Have you taken care of everything? What else do you need to think of? Maybe you think you got it all, but maybe there's only one or two elements. Great. Glad to help you. And here's our number, 979-836-2903. That's 979-836-2903. Markets are a little jittery today, but then you know what? It's not the solar eclipse.
No,
it's just there's a lot of things going on financially.
It's less than a quarter of a percent down. Mm-hmm. You know, 57 basis points, or S&P 500's a 20% of 1% up. Okay.
So that's easy for you to say.
Yeah. So.
Well, it's interesting, you know, when you talk about movement. Mondays and Fridays always seem to be more interesting as far as movement goes than the middle of the week. You know, we talk about time frames during the year, but you can look at time frames during the week, too.
Yep.
I've had clients who talk to me, why is there always so much movement on Friday? Hmm. Well, on Fridays, you always have day traders who
want to close out their positions.
Close out their positions on a Friday, because they don't want to be in the market or the positions that they're worried about over the weekend.
Yeah, something bad could happen, could shake the market.
Well, and we're not the only people trading, right?
All over the world.
People around the world.
That's right.
Different time zones. And overnight banking and trading and all that. I mean, there's stuff that goes on 24/7, 365.
That's absolutely true.
So again, you know, do you need to run your stuff that way? No. But having all your ducks in a row with everything total for you is where financial planning really, really is. When we come back from this little break, we're going to talk about 401k plan. I've got a new 401k client of business.
And you did discuss that because of the ins and outs of that. You as an employee may not know much about, but it does affect you greatly.
It does. It does. So how does someone like yours truly make decisions on how to simplify a plan that may be very complicated? People are pretty turned off. They don't want to invest in it because it's like mind-bogglingly complex. Can we narrow that down? And how do you look at what your options are in a 401k or 403b. How tough is it? Not very. If you have a few pointers, we'll give you those when we come back. In the meantime, got a question about something right now? I'm going to take a little commercial break. That means that no one will hear you except for us. If you want to call us on our private line here with the Money Makeover team, and that number is 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. Catch up with us now, right here. The Money Makeover team is waiting for your call. And I'll make you happy. I'll be home. I'll be beside the phone waiting for you. Ooh,
ooh, ooh. Hi, y'all. I'm Kennedy Allman, and I'm one of the candidates for Washington County Fair Queen. I'm proud to be representing the Washington County 4-H. I would truly appreciate all of your support. We have great entertainment, food, shows, and lots of fun activities. Season passes are $30. The Washington County Fair will be September 16th through the 23rd. Please call me at 979-347-0115. I'd be happy to deliver your tickets. Please join me in being a part of the oldest county fair in Texas.
Hi, this is Susan with Faith Mission. I am here to tell you that we are so excited about our two Higgins locations. And don't forget our furniture store. We have everything to meet all of your shopping needs. And we have bargains galore every day. And did you know that when you donate or purchase items at either of our Higgins locations, you are actually helping to feed, clothe, and shelter men, women, and children on a daily basis. Come experience an incredible shopping experience at all of our locations. Higgins South, located at 2268 South Market. Higgins North, located at 550 East Bluebell Road. And don't forget, the furniture store right beside the Cannery Restaurant. We are local, we give back to our community, and your money and donations stay right here in Washington County. Shop local, which serves to help our community. Remember, Higgins is the best place to shop in Brenham.
When shopping for a new car, you want an honest salesperson with integrity. James Baker is that man, and he is now the newest sales consultant at Apple Ford in Brenham. So when you need a new car, truck, SUV, or pre-owned vehicle, stop at Apple Ford and ask for James Baker. He could show you the latest, hottest Ford for your budget. James Baker and Apple Ford, a great team working together for you. Call 836-3659 or stop in at Apple Ford, 1820 Highway 290 West, and ask for their newest sales consultant, Brenhamite James Baker.
When you're looking for home health care, you want a company with a reputation of reliability, expertise, and compassion. You want Golden Years Home Care Specialist. Being an extension of medical care and health facility in your home, their licensed and certified staff do not waver in their mission of providing you with daily care, protection, and relief. Call them today at 979-251-7705 or visit their website at goldenyearshomecarespecialist.com. Golden Years Home Care Specialist, serving Brenham and their surrounding counties.
Fiesta Texas is spiraling out of control with three sensational new rides. Coming soon to the all-new Boardwalk. Fireball, the new seven-story looping coaster with six blazing inversions and record hang time. Whirl out of control on Spinsanity and get blown away on Hurricane Force 5. Buy a four-pack of passes, get a free parking pass. Less than $6 each per month at SixFlags.com. Go big. Go Six Flags Fiesta Texas.
I remember the moment. I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard. Aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
The Money Makeover team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover team.
All righty, welcome. Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover team from Neo Financial Group. Office in Brenham, downtown on Main Street, across from the courthouse. Another one in Houston on St. James Place. You recognize that one between San Felipe and Westheimer by the 40-something story Marathon Oil Tower.
And Schlumberger's there also on another corner.
Yeah, yeah. We
but
got
that's kind of empty, that building.
We got
traffic's a lot lighter now.
unfortunately. So anyway, glad you're with us this morning. And, of course, if you need more information, want to schedule a free review, no problem. Get by our website, moneymakeoverteam.com, moneymakeoverteam.com. You can get on there and find out a little bit more about me, Tony Navarre, mm-hmm. certified financial planner, as well as Doug Neal, certified financial planner, Jamie Keyes, chartered financial consultant, and all of our colleagues. And we have a few over there.
Yeah, we got the two youngest ones are taking their CFP classes now.
Ah.
So we're going to add two more CFPs, hopefully, in the months to come.
Yes.
That's a tough one. It's,
they're not stressed out at all.
No.
Oh, no, they don't look like they're worried at all. They're, like, buried in books and textbooks, and their calculator is going 500 miles an hour.
It's like a college course. Well, it is a college course. And it's twice a week for, like, three hours, and you got to take tests, and you got to...
They've got Saturdays thrown in there, and then as you get down toward the wire, you got some Sundays worked in there as well, and then you have another 300 to 350 hours of study.
Yeah, and
along with that,
if you want to sit for the CFP exam, you have to have been 3 years in the business and a college degree. That's the criteria, just to be able to take the test. And pass class, okay.
And most people don't pass it, by the way.
Yeah, that's
not on round one. A lot of people do, but most do not. And that includes attorneys and CPAs, mm-hmm. by the way. So, again, CFPs are worth having. I'm really glad I did it at Rice University.
Advanced designations are worth it. You're getting the expertise and experience. Mm-hmm. And continuing education, that's the other thing. If you get these advanced degrees, I know one thing, I'm grandfathered in on the life insurance one.
Well, Jamie is too.
Well, but he's got the CHFC, so he's got to
take a chartered financial consultant, which is another advanced designation as well. So we try hard to keep up with everything, not just because we have to keep our designations, but because we love this. And we really like what we're doing with folks and for folks, and that makes us all feel good. So if you want to come in, have the free review. You're in very good hands here, and glad to help you any way we can. Let me give you our office number again. It's 979-836-2903. That's 979-836-2903. Now, we were chatting a little bit during the break, and Jamie had an interesting thing he brought up about the teacher retirement pension plan, equivalent like of a 401k. It's a 403b.
I guess voluntary retirement.
Yeah, it's a voluntary retirement. And Jamie, what did you want to talk about this morning along with Doug?
Well, one of the questions that I got recently, because teachers, you know, or school is just starting, and mm-hmm. I'm getting questions from teachers. What happens a lot of times with teachers is they will change school districts, or they will change the school that they're working at if they're at private schools. And one of the things that's available to teachers is a 403b plan,
which is like a 401k
for businesses,
for nonprofits.
Mm-hmm.
And the question that came up was, well, if I've moved from one school district to another, because the 403B plans that are offered have to get approved by each individual school district. If I move to a different school district, there's a new 403B plan. What do I do with my old one? Do I leave it there? Do I roll it into the new 403B plan that's being offered where the school district that I'm at now or the school that I'm at now? Or what are the options available to me? And so that's a really good question that's out there. There are some things that you can do, and so it has to do with they've changed some of the rules in regards to 403B plans.
Mm-hmm. So you can roll it, I'm assuming, into the new school district's plan, right?
Yeah, they usually don't like you to leave it there unless it's a large one, then they don't mind. But
yeah.
If it's a smaller one, and if you've been there 4 or 5 years and you've just started on it and it's got a little bit in there, they usually like the company, the investment usually likes to have you move it because mm-hmm. it takes the same amount of effort and work and reporting on their part. And so
whoever is running the plan and providing the investment portfolio right. and stuff, they assist with helping you roll over, right, to the new yeah. plan at your new district. What about putting it in an IRA? Can you roll out and put your money into an IRA instead of passing it over to the next plan?
Well, that's one of the rules that has changed. It used before the recent legislation was passed within the last 5 years, I think. Once it was in a 403B plan, it was always in a 403B plan. But if you separate from service from somewhere now, they will allow you to roll the money into an IRA. Now, you always have to take a look and say, is that in my best interest? What am I giving up if I go from a 403B plan to an IRA? What are the advantages? What are the disadvantages?
What are the options?
What are the options? Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, one of the things to take a look at is, well, rather than keeping it in the 403B, since I separated from service from wherever I was at before, maybe I would want to take a look at maybe rolling that into an IRA for myself.
Then they can start a new 403B
at the new place.
The new place. District?
Exactly. And you should always do that. The particular question that I got had to do with the fact that they had a 403B plan with a match. And so they wanted to make sure they made a contribution to the 403B plan at least equal to what the match was, just mm-hmm. like in your 401K plans that have a match.
Sure.
And that just makes perfect sense because even before you've earned any dividends or interest or earnings inside of it, you've doubled your money.
Yeah, whatever that match amount is, doubled what you had or whatever.
That gets a little tough when the teachers are signing up because, one, teachers don't get paid a whole lot of money.
That's right.
And to say, okay, the match is like $200. If I put in $200, they match to take $200 out of your check, that kind of hurts, but you're getting 100% return on your money.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, the thing is, you do have to try and balance out, what your family expenses are, what your take-home pay has mm-hmm. to be. But the thing you have to remember is this comes out before you get your paycheck. And what we find out many, many times as we work with you is that if the money comes out before you actually get your check, you don't miss it.
That's right. It doesn't. You don't get to spend it.
Well, also you can get a tax deduction on that as well, depending on what you're doing.
The psychological part, I think, Jamie's mentioned, is that's huge because mm-hmm. you spend what you bring. You spend what goes into your checkbook.
Right.
So if it doesn't go into your checkbook on the front end, you're not going to spend it.
So it won't actually veer off to Starbucks or designer shoe warehouse or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Or whatever, right?
Yeah, and the particular plan that I've got to ask about, the match was 2%.
Mm-hmm.
And so if the individual contributed 2%, 2% of your paycheck is not very much.
Mm-hmm.
And, if we're talking about teacher salaries again, we're not talking about a lot of money.
Yeah.
And as you had mentioned, Tony, one of the things to think about is the fact that the money does go in pre-tax. And if you're talking about 2% going in pre-tax, your take-home pay is probably going to be pretty similar to what it would have been if you didn't make the contribution.
Yeah, you're looking at maybe a couple of trips to Starbucks or something, right? Realistically speaking, that's really about where we are. So at 2%. So again, make a decision. You're not going to miss it when it's not there. And that makes a huge difference.
But you will miss it when it comes retirement time.
Yeah. And you're like, why didn't I do that? Yeah. So find out more about it. If you still got questions, here's our number, 979-836-2903. 979-836-2903. Let us help you. Let us walk you through it so that you understand better what your options are.
And that's the whole point. Again, we mentioned many, many times the point of the free review, the point of the radio show. All the things that we're doing is we're trying to help you know what questions to ask and be better educated so you can make sound financial decisions.
All right. So what about 401k plans, and what were some of the questions that I got asked in a 401k in the Houston area that I'm going to be managing and helping direct for a small business over there. What kinds of stuff are we going to do to make it more friendly? Those of you who are business owners or you're working someplace with a 401k or maybe you don't have one yet, listen up when we come back from this break. Just a few pointers here on structure and making it attractive and more usable and beneficial for those of us who have 401k plans, right? So talk about that when we come back. In the meantime, you got a question or two? Great. Here is our phone number to call us right this minute and talk to us at 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. That's 800-332-7879. Talk to us in private right now on the good old phone. Talk to the Money Makeover team while the commercials are playing. We'll be right back.
Blinn College invites you to join the Performing Arts Series for another exciting season at the W.W. O'Donnell Performing Arts Center on the Blinn Campus in Brenham. This season kicks off September 24th in style with the Grammy Award-winning Asleep at the Wheel.
I saw miles of Texas, way down Texas way, they play good music every night.
Other shows include the fantastical production Snokus Pocus, the cutting edge act Impact, and the Tony Award winning Million Dollar Quartet Broadway show.
Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
I hear the train coming. It's rolling around the bend.
The season opens September 24th. For season tickets, call the Blinn box office at 979-830-4024. See you at the O'Donnell.
Baker's Ag Service in Brenham offers turnkey excavation services in Washington County and the surrounding area for residential and commercial customers. Need a retention pond, land clearing, or site prep? Baker's Ag Service is the place to call at 979-277-4435. They also offer shredding, welding, fencing, driveways, and all kinds of dozer work. Call Baker's Ag Service at 979-277-4435 or email them at voekeragservice@gmail.com. Quality work at affordable prices. Call Baker's Ag Service in Brenham. Fully insured for your protection.
Not everyone has perfect vision, and many people won't admit they need bifocals. But at Dr. Gerald Tiaden's office, art and science work together so you can have corrected vision while looking like you have perfect 20/20 vision. Dr. Tiaden offers complete optometry and optical services, including tests for glaucoma, field of vision, fashion eyewear, contact lenses, invisible bifocals, and Costa sunglasses with or without a prescription. Call Dr. Tiaden at 836-3597 for your appointment. That's 836-3597, or go see them at 2448 Beck. Drive.
RWG Construction Management is a Brenham-based construction management and general contractor company owned and operated by Bob Grabarczyk. RWG provides project management services nationally for hotel and restaurant renovations. In Brenham, they served as construction manager on the renovation of the Simon Theater, Unity Theater, and other historical landmarks, as well as numerous residential and commercial projects for the last 21 years. RWG Construction Management, 307 South Baylor Street in Brenham. Call 979-836-7176.
The Guns N' Roses Blood Drive, sponsored by the Brenham Police and Fire Departments, is scheduled for Friday, August 25th at Brenham City Hall and Saturday, August 26th at the Firemen's Training Center from 9 till 3 each day. KWHI's friendly DJ Craig Montana will be at the Blood Drive on Friday from 10:30 till 12:30 reporting live. These live reports are sponsored by Brianna's Salad Dressing, Wellman Insurance, and Parts and More. Give the gift of life. Donate blood this Friday or Saturday at the Guns N' Roses Blood Drive.
So, I'm a dog, and I just got adopted by this new human guy, and I'm starting to wonder how he got along without me. I mean, okay, something as simple as walking around the block. He's got this leash thing, and he puts me on one end and him on the other, and I'm just taking him around. I think he's afraid of getting lost. Without that leash and me guiding him along, I don't think he'd find his way back home. But it's kind of cute.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt.
This ad brought to you by the Ad Council and Animal Friends Shelter of Belleville.
Do you remember when you were a kid?
Which grown-up do you remember most?
It just takes one day.
One caring adult.
One Boys and Girls Club.
Who changed your life?
Who's gonna change mine?
Are you the one?
For more information about the Boys and Girls Club of Washington County, call 979-277-9383 or visit the club at 1710 East Tom Green Street in Brenham.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
We had to wake you up a little bit. Make sure that you're tuning in, truly tuning in, because we're going to talk about something next here on the Money Makeover Show that most of us have access to, not all of us, but one type of retirement plan or another at our workplace. The most common one being a 401k plan. And we're going to go over some ways of dealing with it that I always like to have the opportunity to talk with people who actually run it and who actually participate in it, because that way I get to know from their vantage point what things could be done better, what could be clearer, what would be easier for people to deal with, because this is their future.
Yeah, one of the basic premises you need to remember on a 401k plan, the employer puts it in because he wants to, he or she wants to, and it's a benefit for the employees and for them, but not, I mean, it's got to be equal benefit for both parties. So they're doing it because they want to do something nice and to help you out. It's not they're trying to take advantage of you or do something devious.
Yeah,
it's a good
thing. They have to pay for it.
Yeah, they got to pay for it, too, to put
yeah,
it in.
Yeah, 401ks are not free. There are administrative costs. There are Department of Labor regulations, IRS rules.
Forms, filings.
All kinds of stuff. And there's accounting. If the plan is large enough, at a certain dollar level, you've got to have extra accounting at about $10,000 a year sometimes, for a CPA to go over it and deal with those issues and make sure the reporting is all up to date. There are a lot of things involved, and most people do not realize that 401ks are not mandatory for any employer. They are not mandatory. If you have one at your workplace, your employer is paying someone to have that plan and provide for it and make sure that it meets all of the IRS and Labor Department regulations. So
It's a good thing.
High maintenance thing.
It's a good thing for you.
Yes. So, yeah.
Well, and Tony,
that's something to think about.
Yeah, I think one of the things we talk a lot about the 401k plans and the employees and the enrollment meetings. We talk a lot about that because we do a lot of that. We don't talk a lot about the fact that you do just as many meetings with the employer, trying to design the plan that meets the employer's needs and meets the employee's needs, both. And so there's planning that goes on there. I know the story that you have now has to do with some of that.
Yeah, and I think not only if we have any small business owners out there listening, or if you're an employee of a small to mid-sized company, these are things that maybe you don't know or maybe appreciate. And these are just things that I think you need to know, because if you have a plan at your workplace already and no one's participating, as an employer, you want to know why.
Yeah. Why am I paying this money?
Yeah, is it just unattractive? Right? Do people just not get enough education on how their plan works? That's also a biggie. And is it full of investments we need to have choices there for everybody? Are those choices available? And then is it being explained properly? And is it accessible, right, to everyone? So that's really the basis on this. And I have to say, most of the time when I go in and look at a plan, a 401k plan, and sometimes 403Bs, all right, a lot of times they're very complicated. They've got a ton of fun choices. I know I've seen some from this area, even, that had a ton of choices in them. I mean, it was mind-boggling, the array of different things that there were to choose from. And I know that there were people when I went to enrollment meetings who said, I'm not going to mess with this. I don't know what I'm doing. Look at all these things. And I'm just going to screw stuff up, so I'm not doing it.
Yeah, that's common. That's very common.
Yeah. So the idea is to make sure that everyone has enough choices in the right categories so that they can build something that's going to pay their bills in retirement. That's really it.
And understandable.
Yeah.
You know, when you pick a choice, okay, I know what this is going to do.
You don't have to become an investment expert.
Right.
A guru. But you need to be able to get some help and deal with it properly. So, you know, sometimes you just have tons of things. I know, Jamie, you've seen the same thing, too.
Well, and the other thing about that is it used to be one of the issues was there were not enough choices,
mm-hmm.
That the choices were limited. Enron had a great 401k plan.
They did.
But they encouraged everybody to buy company stock. And that ended up being a really huge mistake for all of the employees who were so heavy into company stock when Enron failed.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we've had a crossover now to where we had 401k plans that only had three or four choices. To some, I know the ones that you've looked at recently, mm-hmm. somewhere between 70 and 100 choices. Well, who knows what to do with that?
Yeah, it's just too much. So you want to have something that can give you large company stocks, U.S. stocks, foreign stocks, bonds, different small companies, large companies, all of these different things so that you can round out what you're doing. So not everything stays up at once or goes down at once, but you got some padding in there. And you're able to still create something that's going to suit your investment experience and your time horizon and your temperament.
See, speaking of experience, I wonder how many people remember Enron.
That's true.
Well,
it's been a while.
They had a terrific plan, though, and that's what people don't know.
That's right.
Yeah.
They focus in on the fact that, unfortunately, employees at that place were given invest in company stock. They had 25 other choices.
And several people did do that.
And the people who did invest in those still have their money.
That's right.
So, again, how you structure a plan, how you make it available and understandable is really important. And that's why I like dealing with 401ks, as a matter of fact. It's really fun for me.
So give us a call.
There you go. In the meantime, call us with any questions you have. Having trouble figuring out the 401k at your place where you work or at your business? Hey, no problem. Bring it on by and we'll take a look at it together. 979-836-2903. 979-836-2903.
See you back here on Wednesday.
The show you have just been listening to is sponsored by the Neal Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at neilfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.